Well, I don't know exactly where I left.
Testing, testing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What are you doing?
Anyhow, as I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted, when you breathe in there, he tends to ask a few questions to kind of let you show how smart you are, and occasionally you sweat out the fact that he might ask a question you don't know the answer to, and it could just be terribly embarrassing. But anyhow, tonight's came off fine, no sweat, finished up, came back here, found out that we did have water tonight in the BOQ, which was marvelous, and changed, picked up Chris Christian, we went over to the Cirque. I had chicken kebabs. They were chicken livers and strips of onion and stuff on skewers. And let's see, what did I have? Chicken kebab and, for dessert I had fraise au vin or strawberries and wine. And of course, I had café noir, and nothing like black coffee. Say, hon, speaking of the coffee, over here they make it in these little individual filtros, as they call them, a little tin cup-like thing that sits on top of the
porcelain cup, and you pour hot water in it, and it drips down through the coffee. And boy, is it fabulous. When you first get a hold of it, it's about as strong a coffee as anything I've ever had, but I've been drinking it now for 4 months, and it really is good. You don't put any cream in it, just a lump of sugar, and let the coffee drip down through this filtered area into the cup, and delicious. I'm going to see if we can't get a couple of those when I come home so I can show you how good it really tastes. Anyhow, at 9 o'clock, the old eyelids get a little heavy at 9:15, while Chris and I walked out, came back to the BOQ, and here I am ready to make a tape. And I find I've already made one side of it. So at this point, maybe I ought to speak to my three marvelous young men. So we'll start with the oldest one first, and if you can find Stuart somewhere around, why, get a hold of him and let me talk to him. You ready? Here we go. Hi, Stu. How are you? Boy, it's been a long time since I've seen you, hasn't it? You know, when I get back home, I think I'm going to just enjoy wrestling with you and playing with you because I just miss talking to you so much. We'll get out in the swing in the backyard, and since we'll be moving then, you can help me take the swing apart and pack it up for the movers so that we can take it with us to our next duty station, wherever that may be. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that you're the man around the house, and so you're supposed to be a real good boy and listen to everything Mom tells you and be sure you do exactly what she says. And I wonder how you're making out without your front tooth. I understand that your tooth has come out and that you put the tooth under the pillow, and in the middle of the night, the good fairy came and you found some money where your tooth used to be. Well, that's just fine. Let's hope that those new teeth, when they come in, are as bright and shiny and you take care of them just the way you did with those little baby teeth. And if your little brother's around, Scott, maybe I better say hello to him. Hello, Scotty. Are you listening? How are you? I hope you're fine. You be a good boy, too. And you try and help Mommy. And you do what Mommy says. And don't you go out in the street, young man. Don't you ever go out in the street. And I'll see you next summer, too. And I think you better say hello to Greg for me, because I don't think he'll recognize my voice right now, so you say hi to Greg. And you be good boys, and I'll see you soon. Well, so much for our marvelous young offspring. And I must say, I sure do miss those guys. By golly, I'll be looking forward to wrestling around with him. It's amazing how a separation like this can really put a new light on things. I'll say, boy,
This time has gone pretty fast in toto, but individual days have just kind of dragged around without my girl here. And for you, young lady, I must say that I just miss you terribly. You'll never know. But when I get back home, I'm going to do an awful damn good job of trying to tell you how much, so you will know. And I'm looking forward to that vacation. Boy, is that keeping me going. You know, this little trip to Bangkok is going to be fine for not sweating it out for 7 days and shopping for some goodies for you. But aside from that, nothing compares to what I'm looking forward to. Just taking your hand and zipping off in that green car of ours out to some faraway place and just having a ball. Boy, that was the smartest thing we ever did last summer. And I've enjoyed every minute of it 1,000 times over here, just reliving it.
Say, hon, guess who came into town? Ken Acousti dropped back for one night. He's already got 2 Purple Hearts. None of the wounds were bad. They were grenades both times. But he's on his feet, in good shape. He's been promoted to major. And he said to say hello to you. I took him up to the circle for dinner one night. And he's back up in the field again now, so we'll see how he's doing. I see the tape is running down to an end awful fast, so I better say goodbye. And I look.